page 278. We're up to Siva Zayin. We're up to the part of Tfilas HaDerech, of when we say Tfilas HaDerech. We know when, how to say Tfilas HaDerech. We don't know when to say Tfilas HaDerech. So here we go. Omer Ata, Achash Echzik B'Derech. The Mechaber Paskin, you only say Tfilas HaDerech after one has already been Machzik B'Derech. That means after he's already left the city. Actually, it's a machlokas over here brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. If one could still say it already while he is in the city, Mishnah Berurah over here in Siv Katan Kavtes. Mishnah Berurah says over here in Siv Katan Kavtes, V'yataz Matir. Second line in. Let's start from the beginning over here. Rotsa Lomer, Shalo Yom Rene Kishe Daini B'tocha Yer. Should not start saying, Tfilas HaDerech while he's still in the city. Shadarba, Ashamechin Atzal Atzal Aderech. Even though he's already preparing himself to leave for the Derech, he should wait till he's on the Derech. V'iburo Sheir, which is an Eruvin concept, that Iburo Sheir is another 70 amos outside the city limits, is also connected to the city. Dainu Shivim Ami Umat Yoter, Samach Leir, that is still Samach to the city, that's still considered part of the city. Lacher Shikvar Kalu Kolabati Mariu Katoch Eir, even though the houses have stopped, the city limits have stopped, another 70 amos, which is not so much time, is still considered the city, and therefore the Mechaber is paskening that you don't say Tfilas HaDerech after you've left even the Iburo Shalir, after you've left the Shivim Ami Ama. Okay? However, the Mishnah Berurah then does bring down the sheet of the Taz, V'ataz Matir Afilu B'tocha Ir. The Taz holds that even if you're still in the city, you're allowed to say already Tfilas HaDerech. Mishashi Gamar Belibu V'Hechin Atzmon, let's say, once you've decided that you're leaving on the Derech, and you're preparing yourself to leave for the Derech, you can already say Tfilas HaDerech. However, we do not pass like this. The Mishnah Berurah does say, Aval, Ha'eli Rabba, says the Mishnah Berurah, Yapri Megadim, Hushar Echronim Cholkim Alzeh. They all disagree with the Taz. Yiskimu Lechatchila, Yesh Lizar Shalol Asoskein. They all Lechatchila, one should only start his Tfilas HaDerech after he's left the city. Ach B'diyeved Yesh Lismoch HaDvar. However, B'diyeved, it is still going to work. We'll rely on the Taz that B'diyeved is still going to work. And that's going to come, very importantly, into certain cases we're going to rely on the Taz. We'll get there in just one moment. Okay? So that is what we do. We wait till we've left the city. You're driving in your car and you're ready to say Tfilas HaDerech. You wait till you've left the city. You've left Yerushalayim. You've left the city where there's no more houses. There's no more yeshuv over there. And that's when you go ahead and say Tfilas HaDerech. However, how far does one have to travel in order to be chayiv in Tfilas HaDerech? That's the next line of the Mechaber. Ve'ein la'amra alin ken yesh lo leilach parsa. It's only if he's going to travel a parsa, which is the time it takes to walk 72 minutes. Okay? If he's traveling a parsa, that is meaning parsa outside the city, he is going to be he's going to be chayiv in Tfilas HaDerech. Have a pachos mi parsa lo yachtum b'baruch. If he's traveling less than a parsa outside the city, he does not be chotem b'baruch. He ends off with shout shema malchus. Ulechatchila yomar atav parsa rishon. The Ramah says, even though we're going to see you're allowed to say Tfilas HaDerech until you're already at the end of your travels, but lechatchila you should say it right away once you've left the city limits. But if you forget to say it right away, Yomer Tol Kozman Shu B'Derech, he could say it all the time while he's still in the Derech. Ubevach Lo Yigia Toch Parsa Smucha La'er Shirotza Lulumba. And so long as he's not come into the Parsa, the 72 minutes within the city, that he's going to rest and he can still say it. Umesham Ve'elach Yomer Tol B'Lo Bracha. From then on in, once he's entered the city or even within 72 minutes of walking to the city, of the place where his journey is supposed to end, then he would not be allowed to say Tfilas HaDerech once he enters into that realm. So that is, once again, so lechatchila, you're supposed to say it right after you left the city. Only if you're traveling a parsa that does not have a yeshuv, and then you have to say it before you get to the last parsa before you're in. Now, what is Tfilas, when are we saying Tfilas HaDerech? Is it just when you're traveling? What if you're traveling less, but you're traveling in a place that is a dangerous place? So you want to say Tfilas HaDerech. Okay, so this is a major machlokas between the Chazon Ish and Rosh Shlomo Zalman. They actually have two different machloksim. We're going to get there in a second. Here we go. Here, in the Marav Nevin Sol, Divrei Maslo Parsa. Divrei Maslo Parsa says like this. Admar Zal Choshish Le Divrei Atila David. He starts with the Divrei Atila David, which is actually the Beralach over here, in Divrei Maschel Ve'ein La'omra. And the Beralach over here is discussing the following Shalom. Let's say you are traveling more than a parsa, and you've left the city. However, as you're traveling, there are little yeshuvim on the sides of the road, constantly while you're traveling. Okay, what happens then? Would you then be allowed to say Tefillas Aderech? Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, brought down by Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevinzal, Shelo la'amra b'chatima b'shem v'adiv la'amra b'shomea tefillah b'tefillas amida ela in kein over b'makom shirachok parsa min ha'yishuv b'kol kivun. He holds that you have to be traveling more than a parsa, that in all directions around you, there is no yeshuv of people surrounded. And therefore, Rosh Shlomo Zalman held that, let's say you're traveling even to Tel Aviv, or up north even further. The whole time when you're traveling the road, there's always going to be a yeshuv within a parsa. He holds that you're not allowed to say Tefillas Aderech with a chatima. Even if one is traveling to the airport then, he would not say Tefillas Aderech with a chatima. That's the psak of Rosh Shlomo Zalman. That's the psak of Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Rather, what should you do in this case? Over here he's saying, rely on the Taz, and go ahead, and you could say it even before your machzik baderech. And over here, the trick is, there's a beautiful trick. What's the end bracha of Tefillas Aderech? Bracha to Hashem, shomea tefillah. So what one could do, is since it's a suffix, still a suffix, even according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, it's a suffix, this bir halacha, therefore he says to say Tefillas Aderech, let's say you're traveling mincha time. When you daven mincha, say Tefillas Aderech already in mincha in shomea tefillah. Okay, so therefore you've already... Like Sfardim. I don't know what Sfardim do, but that's, I guess, like Sfardim. So therefore you say it in the Shmon Asrei of... And you insert it in to be for Kiyata Shomea of Shomea Tefillah, and then you're Yotzei L'Choladeyas. And that'll be good. And then, what about, though, it's a Sakana. What if there's people around that are not necessarily people you would want to be running into if you're traveling? So it says over here, so be'inya adinim yesh yishuvim ha'revim baderech lo zachiti la'amod al daito. Okay? He says, I was not Zochadim. Aval shamati mi'ad morzal sheyesh makom lomar shekol makom shemitzuyo shamechoniot hatzava. If there's the army over there, oh mishmar gvul chadoma, ein lomar shan tefillas aderech bechatima b'shem. That is all the psakim of Rav Shlomo Zalman. However, in all these things, the Chazon Ish disagreed with. The Chazon Ish held that tefillas aderech, meaning bikar, what's the svar of Rav Shlomo Zalman held, even though that it is also we include not being protected from wild animals and wild people and things like this. In Tefillas Aderech, but the Iker Takana Tefillas Aderech is only when you're traveling a parsa and there's no yeshuvim around. If it does not fill those tonight, you are not allowed to say Tefillas Aderech. The Chazon Ish held differently. The Chazon Ish held any time that you're basically scared of traveling, you're allowed to say Tefillas Aderech. Okay, you're allowed to say Tefillas Aderech in all these cases, and therefore held the Chazon Ish, even if one is traveling, I believe, inside the city, but he's afraid of car accidents, let's say, he would still be allowed to say Tefillas Aderech. And for sure, if he's traveling in a place where there's Arabs and things like this, where it's a little bit of a sakana to travel, he's afraid of being thrown through rocks, being thrown and through v'chule, the Chazon Ish held, he was allowed to say Tefillas Aderech, even with a bracha. But once again, Rosh Shlomo Zalman does not pass like this. Rosh Shlomo Zalman paskins, in this case, you would say it below Sheimu Malchus, which is a huge nafkamina. When people are traveling daily from Ramat Beit Shemesh and places like this, then, according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, they would not say Tefillas Aderech, at least not with Sheim HaMalchus. They'd rather, the best thing to do, when they daven Shacharis in the morning, or whatever the tefillah they're doing before they're traveling, to enter and say Tefillas Aderech at that time. Or they, if they're traveling with someone else who relies on the Chazon Ish, they could be Yotzei with his bracha by saying in these cases. Okay? So that is... Okay, so... I saw that the Halacha Berurah, quoting Rav Avadya, has even greater chumra when it comes to not at least kula, however you want to say it, Safik Brachos Zahaka, when it comes to these things. He held, Rav Avadya was choshish for Shitas, that held that the parse of the 72 minutes was weak, measured as the Mishnah Berurah seems to say beferish, even if you're traveling on a train, or you're traveling, let's say, in a car, or on an airplane, 72 minutes walk a parsa goes very, very quickly. Okay, it doesn't take 72 minutes. That normal time would take to walk 72 minutes. You do it in a minute or two in a car. Okay? So, according to Rav Avadya, you need a 72-minute travel. If you're traveling in a car, you need 72 minutes of traveling in order to say Tefillas Aderech b'shem u'malchus. Okay? And therefore, once again, maybe that's the reason why Sfardim are knowing to go ahead. Over here. Okay, so that is... That's in terms of this big machlokas between Rosh Shlomo Zalman and the Chazon Ish, both in both cases. How far, if you have yeshuvim that are around, also the Chazon Ish held over there, you would be allowed to say Tefillas Aderech with Shem Hashem. And also over here, when you're afraid of Sakana, all these cases the Chazon Ish would hold that you're allowed to go ahead and say Tefillas Aderech with Shem Hashem. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman was machmer not to go ahead and do this. Another important thing over here, he says over here, so look at the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Lamed. Okay, this is where we see he does not pass like Rav Avadia. He says, Shepachos miparsim bikarav leir, eino makom sakana min astam. I am low, shemukzak lam ba'oto makom shus makom sakana, az yesh levarach tefilas aderech b'chol gav. Okay, if it's a sakana, by the way, this Mishnah Berurah is meduyak like the Chazanish, not like Rosh Shlomo Zalman. The Mishnah Berurah over here sounds like if it's mamish a makom sakana, even less than a parsa, you would not be allowed to say tefilas aderech. I didn't even have a chance to answer Rav Nevinsol if Rosh Shlomo Zalman held like this. So thought the Mishnah Berurah was saying this, and he was cholik on the Mishnah Berurah, or he had a different pshat in this Mishnah Berurah. But the pashas of this Mishnah Berurah is like the Chazon Ish, that less than a parsa, if it's a sakana, you would still say tefilas aderech. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, ve'ein chilok bein holich besvino laholich biyabasha. It doesn't matter if you're traveling by boat or you're traveling by dry land. And this reminds us that the famous shita of the Ragat Shavar. The Ragat Shavar says this is only though if you're traveling by sea or by land, but if you're traveling by an airplane. And the Ragat Shavar held that tefilas aderech is only on a derech, and the sky is not considered a derech, and therefore you don't say tefilas aderech on a train. It's brought over here by Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsol. He says over here, "Kusher no seab matos." Omrim the hora gon Rav Yosef Reisen hamechuna a Ragat Shavar shalola omra, not to say tefilas aderech by an airplane. However, vaadmar zahol hora l'omra Rav Shlomo Zalman and Kimat Kol Poskim all paskin not like this. They held that you are allowed to say it on an airplane. And by the way, Rav Nevinsol told me, though, that which Rav Shlomo Zalman said, that you don't say tefillah aderech b'shem malchus, let's say traveling to the airport, because you shuv him around. He said, if you're traveling the airport and then going on an airplane, since anyways you're going to have to make the tefillah aderech on the airplane, and it's already a suffix. When you're traveling from Yerushalayim, you can already say tefillah aderech on the road once you leave Yerushalayim, and you have kavana also for the airplane then, and then you will be yotzei also for the derech that you're going on. And then in that case, once you're going to have to say tefillah aderech anyways, already when you're at a makom suffix, you can already say the tefillah aderech and makdim it to that point. So that is when we are going to say tefillah aderech. And so any type of traveling, whatever you're traveling, you go ahead and say tefillah aderech. And then the last halacha over here, brought down over here, is the reason why it's over here, because it's the next halacha that is mentioned over there in Maseches Brachos. Okay? Hanichnas lebeis medrash. Someone who enters into the beis medrash, yitpalel yiratzo milfanecha, Hashem elokeinu v'lokei avoseinu, shaloa kashal b'dvar halacha. As we're coming into our beis medrash over here, we have the plaque over there, you're supposed to say the Yiratzon. Okay, the Yiratzon, you're supposed to daven. Okay, we're basically davening that when we have a Kavrusa, we're not happy. If they make a mistake, we're not make a mistake. We should not make a mistake in our learning. Okay, so it's a total tefillah that we say before we enter the base medrash. Ubi Yitzyasu, and when we leave the base medrash, Yomar Moda, Nilaf Nachasham, Okeno, Shasant, Okem, Yoshbe, we basically are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the amazing opportunity that we have as Klal Yisrael, that we get to say, that we get to learn Torah, and we get to do real things that are emes, and not like the other people who are spending their time, Behevel HaVolim. You should look at the Nusach over there, and you should be saying it every day, as the Rambam quoted over here, in the Mishnah Berurah, in Siv Katan Lamavav, Katav HaRambam Verash HaMishnah, Ve'elu Shtei Tfilos Chova. He holds that these are a Chova to say every day, whether you're learning in the Beis Medrash or whether you're learning in your house. Even if you're learning in your house, you also have a chiyuv to go ahead and say it. You could say it sitting down or standing up. The best time to do it as you're entering the Beis Medrash. If not when you're entering, you can say it later on also. But to say it when you're tefillah, when you're coming in, and then when you're leaving the Beis Medrash, the moda ani lefanecha. There are shittas in the Rishonim hold. It's not a chova. The shittim kmetzis, the ritva, will hold. Now it's a rishus, but the Mishnah Berurah paskins like the sheet of the Rambam. This is mamish a chova to say, okay. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Lam Zayin Yomer Modani Vua Din Osik B'Torah B'Yichidus Kol Yom. Someone is even Osik B'Yichidus all day long. Sarach Lomer Kain B'Kol Erev Acher Gamar Limudo. After you're learning Torah, you go ahead and say Yirasam. What? Huh? Also told me that it's even more of a chiyuv for someone who paskins halacha. For sure, because then Shalom Yitaz Bar Alacha. So I imagine Rav Nevinsol says it. I can't imagine he doesn't say it.
When you say it afterwards.
Okay, and the last thing over here is the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Lamadal brings down Hashem the Harizal. That Harizal Oya Omer Bechol Boker by Omer Acha Ki Yitin Hashem Yitin Chochma Bipidas Zvuna Gal Aina Yabitin Niflos Persor Setal. Once again, we're davening for that we should have special siyata d'shmaya in our learning. It's a special, important thing for Bachim who are learning Torah to remind ourselves why we are learning before we go ahead and start our day of learning, to go ahead and start with a special tefillah to realize the chashivas of learning and to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have siyata d'shmaya in our learning. Everyone have a good day.